And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
May I speak with Mr. Brandon, please? Dr. Keeler. Thank you. How are you, Brandon?
I'm very well, thank you.
Brandon, I'd like to see Mater White, but not in the visitor's room. Could you arrange it?
Yes, I realize she doesn't want to see anyone. Yes, she could refuse to see me, but there's no harm in trying.
When Mater White was told by the matron that she had a visitor, Dr. Paul Keeler, her first impulse was to refuse to see him. Then she remembered. Remembered the kindly minister who had brought words of comfort and solace to the Bauer family. Remembered the many evenings Papa had spent at the parsonage.
Papa?
Yes, Dr. Keeler can tell you, Mater, what you've wanted to know ever since you've been held for the murder of Ted White. With humility, you go to meet the minister of the Church of the Good Samaritan. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove's.
Yes, for white, white washes without red hands, the spring is back to Dove's. Dove's does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals. But that was my mistake. What a pair of hands I had. So now I'm back to Dove's. It's certainly true. Dove's gives me white, white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then next wash day, use Dove's. Inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness? Such brilliant colors. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove's because we put more into it. Only Dove's of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. Only Dove's contains these quantities of rich, real soap. Balanced with two active detergents.
That's why Dove's gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove's does everything. Get a box today and you'll say it too.
For white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove's.
It was nice of you to come, Dr. Keeler.
I've been wanting to visit you, Mater, but I didn't know quite how I'd be received.
I couldn't go to the funeral, Dr. Keeler. You...
Yes, I was there.
Captain, what did you say? What could you say?
Well, Mater, your son slept. And in that great sleep, there was peace. And there was beauty.
Beauty in death?
Beauty in death. It's very difficult for us to reconcile a loss with beauty, with peace, because of the torment within ourselves.
Yes, the torment within ourselves. What we could have done and didn't. What we did and couldn't have done. And the realization that we don't have another chance.
That's not true, my dear.
For being a minister, perhaps you can pretend, but I can't. I have no faith. I have nothing to hold on to.
That's what you think now, at this moment.
Dr. Keeler, had I been given the chance to prove to my son that I could be a good mother, a real mother...
And do you think you've lost that chance? If you do, you're wrong.
In what way?
There's still comfort to be given. Not to one child, but to many. You're still needed. Perhaps not by Chucky, but by others. As long as we live, we are needed by someone.
Are we really, Dr. Keeler?
You know, Mater, I don't think too many of us realize how our lives touch the lives of others. I suppose it's only human for each one of us to say, this is my life. I'll do with it as I want to, as long as I don't hurt the next fellow. What difference does it make? But we never know. Did you ever throw a stone in a pool of water? You must have done that as a youngster. The impact of the stone in the water we expect to cause a splash and a ripple. Well, it's quite a thing, though, isn't it, when you see ripple after ripple appear. The original splash has disappeared, or so we think. But it hasn't, you know.
But why, when something has been set in motion perhaps years ago, why does it follow us for the rest of our lives? Just as the ripples appear long after the stone has been thrown in the water. We all do make mistakes, don't we, Dr. Keeler?
I'd like to meet the man or woman who hasn't made one.
And yet some people go scot-free.
Do they?
Apparently they do.
Nota, I haven't known you too long, nor do I know you too well. But I'm certain in my own mind that you killed a man without any malice in your heart.
Dr. Keeler, you're a minister, and you see only the best in people. But you're not my family. You're not the newspaper. You're not the jury that's going to hear the evidence against you.
Your family?
Yes. I haven't said this to anyone. I've hardly dared think it. But I think I can tell you. Dr. Keeler, I'm almost certain that my family believes me to have been capable of planning the killing.
Mater, you're doing the members of your family a great favor.
No, I'm not. Papa. Well, ever since Mama passed away, we've seen a great deal of you.
And I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed you, Billy.
She's told me what peace he found within the light of the friendship lamp.
The funny thing about that lamp, Mater, it gives that which you ask for and really want. I can't tell you how many people pass the parsonage and see the light from the lamp, and then they go on their way and they think of it only as a means of illumination. Well, your father brought something with him when he came. He brought oil for the lamp. As often as I've seen him since the unfortunate accident, he said white. Not once, my dear, has he had anything but complete faith in you.
Dr. Keeler, I've needed something. Many times I've said, Mama, I need you, Mama.
Well, Papa wants so very much to take Mama's place.
Dr. Keeler, you don't understand.
What don't I understand?
You didn't know me when I left home when I was only 17. You didn't know Papa then.
Oh, I had a pretty good idea of Papa when you were 17.
He told you?
Yes. So much of what's happened, he's taken upon himself.
Oh, no, he mustn't do that. He can't feel responsible for what's happened to me. I know right from wrong. I've always known right from wrong. But I was always afraid of Papa. Dr. Keeler, when I was in trouble, do you think I could go there? No. It was to Mama I came running. If Mama were living today, I wouldn't feel as I do. Because she would understand. Papa's tried to understand, but I'm still afraid of it. And no one can make me feel quite so ashamed as Papa can. No one.
Now, look here, young lady. Are you the same person who a little while ago asked for a second chance to prove something? You know you've made mistakes. You gave away your child at birth. You took that child away. When his roots were still tender, you literally uprooted him without any thought of the consequences to the child or the people who loved him as their own.
Oh, Dr. Keeler, please.
It's true, isn't it? Now, face the facts, Mater. Are you still condemning your father for what happened in your childhood? Your girlhood? Mater, your father wants to help you. He believes in you. Are you going to turn him away? Are you going to make him feel that he's completely failed as a father?
Papa doesn't know what's in my mind.
You're wrong, Mater. The newspapers are filled with your refusal to see your family, to see your father. What kind of a woman are you? Is there no bond? Is there nothing? Were you capable of murder? Were you, Mater? Has nothing, no one meant anything to you?
My son.
Maybe your son is gone. Your father is alive, and so are you. We must live with and for the living. We can only remember the happiness and the joy we had with those who are no longer here.
Dr. Keeley, you think I should see Papa?
What I think, Mater, is beside the point. I came here hoping that I could make you understand why you should see him. If I failed, there's nothing more I can do or say. Have I failed, Mater? Have I?
The gal whose voice they wise buys her does in the giant size.
And why not? Those giant economy size boxes are real money savers. Yes, and with does, you get white washes without red hands. So listen, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, just you change to does. See what a pleasure it is to get white washes without red hands.
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So join the swing to Does. Get a giant economy size box. You'll save money and always have plenty of Does on the shelf.
Two women in a prison cell. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does. So come on along.
That's the size for white washes without red hands.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.